This is an interview for the Grant McEwen Community College Oral History Project on March 28th, 2019, with Brenda Heffernan in Edmonton, Alberta. This is Viola McLean, University Archivist. I'd like to start with asking, what made you decide to come to Grant McEwen Community College?
Well, I was working in healthcare, and we went through the Klein reorganization in healthcare, and I was sort of bounced out of jobs three or four times. I got used to saying, you know, I'm surprised I wasn't a size zero. I'd been downsized so many times. and this job then came available to educate therapist assistants. And I had heard about it through working with someone who was the editor of the provincial newsletter. And so I applied to teach, which I hadn't done, but I had also just taken some public speaking courses, and I really wanted some practice in public speaking. So I thought if I went and taught at McEwen, I would get that practice.
Mm-hmm. And so, what courses did you teach while at the community college?
Well, I taught quite a few different courses, and we reorganized the program a couple of times, so those courses changed. But I taught, all of the courses I taught were for therapist assistants, so for physical and occupational therapist assistants. So they were related to anatomy and pathology and physiotherapy, occupational therapy.
And was there a favorite course that you enjoyed teaching over the years?
I really enjoyed field placements. I organized field placements for students. And so, and that took up a significant amount of time trying to get each student get had three field placements, and so I tried to organize a variety of experiences for them.
Yeah, from what I understand, field placements for faculty are a lot of work. So what was it specifically that you liked about doing that?
Well, we use an online platform where students answer questions about their professionalism, and they talk about what sort of things they're doing. And so it was really great for me to kind of stay in contact with the fields of physical and occupational therapy. Virtually, I guess, by reading about what the students were doing. Mm-hmm. And it kept the program sort of aligned in terms of, you know, if the new things were coming on board that was expected of students, I could add them to the program.
Right.
So it really helped me keep my finger on the pulse of mm-hmm. where the rehab fields were going.
Yeah, that connection with the community then, right? And
right.
The practitioners out in the community.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Which campus or campuses did you work at?
City Center. So I started in Building 7, and then when the Robins opened, our program moved to the Robins.
What year did you start at the...
In 1998.
Okay. And what stood out from... can you describe some of the sort of physical features or aspects of the... So same campus, but different building, for sure, when you
right.
moved to the Robins.
Yeah. Yeah, so describe the... Building 7?
I guess we could talk more about Robins, the Robins Center, and how different that was from where you had been at City Center.
Right, yeah, the Robins had excellent labs for mm-hmm. our students, but really nice learning spaces. Mm-hmm. And there was one that you felt like you were in a physio clinic. Mm-hmm. And then the use of the nursing labs provided us to have that kind of hospital type of experience for our students.
Yeah, so were they more... So when the Robins opened, was it more purpose-built space then for those programs? Is that what made it sort of stand out,
right.
do you think?
Yeah, the labs were designed by Colette Foisy-Doll, and she did a nice job of kind of combining what was needed for a number of different programs. And so everything was a shared lab space, but it could be organized to suit different purposes.
Right, because that building is primarily health and community studies and nursing, right?
Right?
So that's
yes.
a lot of departments or professions trying to
right.
fit into that space.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you started at the community college, what were some of your first impressions of the student body and the students that you were working with?
Well, teaching was completely new to me at that when I first started, and so I had a blank slate. I had no expectations. but I was pleasantly surprised. The students who applied to my program, the therapist assistant program, were always just nice young women and occasionally men who really wanted to be helpful to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really pleasantly surprised by how dedicated they were already to in terms of professionalism and wanting to be helpful, I really didn't have to like stir up a lot of sentiment. It was basically there. So it was a really nice student body that I had contact with.
Did you see, because you taught at McEwen for quite a while, you were with us for quite a while, did you see a shift or a change in the type of students that came into the program over the years? Or was it always sort of those young women coming in?
It was typically young women coming in who had somehow been motivated either by a parent or relative or a school counselor or someone, because they were interested in, quite often in physical activity. They were sort of a bit on the athletic side, and also wanting to be helpful.
What do you remember about campus life in general when you first came to the community college?
I was impressed by how the college organized itself. It seemed to be almost an organic process as to how classes got set up and spaces could be shared, and I think, and also there was a spirit of sort of helpfulness that people wanted to sort of help these programs kind of roll out, because ours was a brand new program. And so we kind of, you know, parachuted in on spaces that were already in use, but people were very welcoming in sharing the facility.
Who did you consider some of the important faculty and administrative leaders when you first came on campus?
I had Shirley Galenza give me a fairly hefty dose of help getting started chairing, because I started by chairing the program, and even though I hadn't taught or whatever, so it was a steep learning curve, and Shirley was very helpful. And then also Jerry Nakonechny was the Dean of Health and Community Studies, and so she was a key leader from my perspective.
Yeah, and that department's a pretty small department, I imagine, not a lot of faculty, you know, compared to some of the bigger arts and science and things.
That's
like
right.
That.
Yeah, I was the only full time.
End up being a chair.
Yeah, that's right.
As well. Yeah. What were some of the significant or memorable events that stand out when you look back at that time?
Right, I remember the open house as being a great opportunity for students. Prospective students to come in and have a look at the programs, and I thought it was again another one of those organic things that you know, people would give talks about their program and just provide a lot of information to students who were trying to kind of decide the course of the rest of their lives. It was a really important day for students.
What about staff events? Did any sort of stand out that you remember from that time?
Well, I always went to the faculty barbecue in the fall, and they were a nice opportunity to get to know people around the college.
Is there a particular moment that stands out in your teaching career that you'll always remember?
Well, I think, I mean, this is much later in my career. It was my retirement. I had a lot of students come back for my retirement. I was really touched by the number of students who showed up, you know, sort of after work hours, and who came to say, you know, who came to wish me well.
Yeah, I guess sort of expressing or shows the impact that you had
on
their lives.
Yeah, I was very touched by that.
It's very moving. Yeah.
What
about some of your proudest achievements during your time at McEwen?
I sat on a national body, and I was really instrumental in bringing an accreditation process into being for the therapist assistant programs across the country, and there are about 30 programs or so across Canada. And so I was really proud of being able to bring, you know, so many disparate points of view into the development of a process that suited us all. So it would be that. And I actually received the Canadian Association of Occupational Therapists gave out an award. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the word prize, but it wasn't a prize, an award. And so I was one of the recipients of an award for having done that, because it was a difficult process.
And I've asked a number of questions today, but is there anything that I failed to ask you that you were really hoping to share as part of this interview?
No, not really.
You're good. Yeah.
I hit the highlights.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for agreeing to participate in this project.